If you remember in my previous lesson, I was talking about Peter, and I had just gotten up to the place where he arrived at Cornelius's house. Now, you can find all of this written in chapter 10 of the book of Acts. I would urge you to read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. You've got a copy of this in your home, just like I do. Read it for yourself. And I also mentioned that Jonah and Peter had a lot more in common than we think. Both of these men had a story to tell, had a story about a fish that was involved in their life. Jonah wrote his story. Luke wrote Peter's story. There's a great lesson to be learned from both of their stories. When I read the story of Jonah and the fish that's connected with his story, I've learned that it is not good to rebel against the Word of God. If God would ask me to do something, I've discovered that it is to my best interest to just get up and get on with whatever God has told me. Because in the story of Jonah, I've learned that God can cause the winds of life to blow contrary upon me. I've also realized that God can create some things in this world that's much bigger than I am, much stronger than my puny efforts. God can create a thing that will swallow me up. Therefore, I have learned the lesson from Jonah's story. When God speaks, I need to respond in the positive way. I need to obey Him. But on the other hand, when I read the story about Peter and the fish that's involved in Peter's life, I also learned a valuable lesson. I've learned that when I'm down to empty pockets, when my bank account is showing all zeros, and when the man is knocking on my door asking for money that I owe, I learned from Peter's experience that God is never short on resources to help those who love Him, those that obey Him. I've learned that to just do what God says. If He tells me to fish on the right side, I fish on the right side. If He tells me to go down to the river with an empty hook and an empty pocket, I'll go down to the river with an empty hook and an empty pocket. There's lessons to be learned from hardship, as well as blessings, from the hardships of others, as well as from the blessings of others. So now, in chapter 10, we have Peter. He's arrived at Cornelius's house, and he says, "Why did you send for me?" Cornelius said, "4 days ago, I was fasting and praying about the ninth hour of the day, and a man stood before me in bright clothing, and he told me to send for you, and that you would tell me what I ought to do." And then Cornelius said, "Immediately I sent to thee, and you have done well by coming. We are all present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." You would think that Peter was going to tell him, "Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost." But nah, that was not the way it went down. In fact, Peter didn't mention the word repent. If truth be known, Peter and those that went with him was the only ones in that group that repented. You may be saying, what would they have to repent of? They repented of the way they were thinking. Repent simply means to change your mind. Think differently about the situation at hand. Change your previously drawn conclusions. Peter went there with the idea that Jesus was just for Israel. But God showed him some things that caused him to repent, caused him to change his mind. What happened in that house that day caused all of those Jews that went with Peter to repent, to change their mind, to realize that God has no respecter of person. The Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God has no respecter of person. But in every nation, do you remember? Jesus had already told them to go to all nations, preach, baptize, heal, deliver in all nations. Well, right here, it's just dawning on him. God has shown him that he has no respecter of person, but in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted of him. Cornelius was a just, devout man, accepted of God. And then Peter began to preach. What Cornelius needed was not baptism. He needed to hear a preacher. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe. Peter began to preach. He preached the gospel. He told them how that God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Peter says, we are witnesses of all things which he did, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believed in him shall receive remission of sins. Did you hear that? Peter told him, through his name, whosoever believes in him should receive remission of sins. Peter didn't tell him, whosoever would be baptized in his name should receive remission of sin, but whosoever believes in his name shall receive remission of sins. And the Bible says, while Peter spoke these words, while Peter was preaching the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord, while he was preaching this, Peter says, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. I received the infilling of the Holy Spirit while I was listening to a preacher preach. He was preaching. While the preacher was preaching, Jesus was baptizing me. You do know Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples, I have a baptism that you need to be baptized with. Well, before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to refer you back to verse 28 in the 10th chapter of Acts. When Peter told Cornelius, you know, that it's unlawful for a man, that, which is a Jew, to keep company or to come into one of another nation. But really, was this one of God's laws, or was this one of their traditions, a law of man? Was this something that God prohibited? I don't believe this was a law of God. When I turn to Leviticus chapter 19 and 34, I read that God told his people to love the stranger as thyself.